It's time now for Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa. Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa is brought to you each Friday in part by Franklin County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, Butler County Conservation, Franklin REC, Butler County REC, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, and Hampton Hardware. Hampton Hardware has it.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob Schaefer with KLMJ, and welcome to Outdoors North Iowa program. Joining us today will be Annette Whitrock, a naturalist with Butler County. Thanks for joining us today, Annette.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So, winter is a time of year when animals find some way to survive the cold, snow, ice that winter often brings. Today, you would like to tell us about an animal that has a way of surviving winter that may be different than some others. What is this animal?
So, this is an animal that the Conservation Board staff has been seeing some serious signs of, particularly this year, and is especially noticeable this time of year in the snow. That animal is the American beaver. Most people don't think of these as an animal that they would see during the winter months, but they do stay active all winter long. And around Heary Woods Park, a family of beavers has taken up residence and is actively and pretty quickly eating and cutting down trees of all sizes along the river. And this could lead to additional erosion on the riverbanks in the future if not taken care of. I am actually quite amazed at how quickly they can work on those trees and the size of trees that they're cutting and moving. But I also have to remind myself that they're really not that small of a creature. They get up to 46 inches long, which is almost 4 feet from nose to the end of the tail. They can weigh up to 70 pounds. And of course, we can identify this animal by their large, flat, scaly tail. And of course, those big incisors that we all know. And I've been doing some programming about these animals to various groups lately. And I thought maybe it would be a good topic for this time of year.
So how can beavers stay active in these cold temperatures that we've been experiencing lately?
It has been actually very cold, but first I have to say they're mammals. So that means they're warm-blooded, which helps a lot. But they also have a very thick, oily fur that works to keep water away from their skin and also holds on to air, which makes good insulation. So they don't seem to mind the cold air or the cold water near as much as we would. They also have a well-built and insulated lodge along the riverbank that will help keep them warm when they're not out searching for food. I mean, really, the reasons most animals hibernate are either lack of a food source this time of year or because they're cold-blooded animals. And since beavers don't have either of those problems, since they eat bark and cambium of trees, then they don't have to worry about it. And if you don't know cambium, it's the growing part of the tree, which is probably softer and easier to digest for them. And then prior to winter, they'll even stash some branches near their lodges for feeding during the winter, just in case they don't want to brave the weather for a meal. They also use logs to build their lodges of quartz, which can be in the bank of the river or may eventually become a dam across a stream or a river.
So why do they build these dams across the streams and rivers if they have a nice smaller home in the bank of the river?
Yeah, who wants to build something bigger if they've got something good? I think the simple answer is they want a larger and slower body of water to live in. So the dam actually slows the flow of the water in the stream or the river and provides a pond of sorts for them to use. The deeper water gives them more cover from would-be predators, and it probably makes it easier to get to some of their food sources. Because they have big webbed back feet and long back legs that are great for swimming, but these same features make them a little less coordinated on land. The backed up water can also be good for other animals like fish, frogs, and salamanders that can use this to lay their eggs and have their young, and also gives them vegetation for cover and for food. And ducks and geese, of course, like the standing water for the food source as well, provides a water source for animals like deer and raccoons. So these pools not only slow the water, but it can also slow floodwaters and help prevent erosion, which also means it's going to silt in, which could flood some areas that we don't want flooded. So like around the park, the beavers can decimate a timbered area in a relatively short time.
So is there anything else you would like to share about these animals or events taking place at the Conservation Board today?
So I think I have to share one more fun fact. In North America, there once lived a prehistoric giant beaver, which went extinct about 10,000 years ago, but it was found throughout the Midwest. It was 6 to 7 feet long and weighed about 275 pounds. So unlike the present-day American beaver, this one did not chew on trees, but it probably ate soft aquatic vegetation instead, so think cattails. Scientists also say it had a small, smooth brain, which meant it was not capable of complex tasks like dam building. And fossils of this have been found in Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, and Missouri, but not in Iowa. But I have to think if they lived in all the states around us, they had to have lived in Iowa at some point. So maybe someday we'll be lucky enough to find a fossilized skeleton of a giant beaver, but who knows? And I probably should give a reminder about two winter events coming up. This Sunday, December 21st, we have a hike at Heary Woods near the Nature Center, and then a movie afterwards. I'm thinking it'll be Ice Age. It starts at 1 o'clock. And then on January 1st, we'll have a New Year's Day hike on the north side of Heary Woods, also at 1 o'clock.
Annette, I think you'll have a very good day. The way the weather looks, it looks like it'll be a warm one instead of a cold hike. So the last time you were here, you mentioned that you would be open during the school's winter breaks. Where can our listeners find out about those hours and more about the Conservation Board?
Yeah, so since the winter break is starting for a lot of students this week, we have the Nature Center open during most of the winter break for everyone to come visit and see our brand new tree display. The hours will be 8 to 4:30 starting December 22nd, excluding the county recognized holidays. And you can find all those dates and times, all of our events on social media and mycountyparks.com. Of course, you can call 319-346-6551 or email me at awhitrock@butlercounty.iowa.gov if you have any questions. So we hope to see you out there in the coming weeks.
Well, Annette, thanks for joining us today and all the information about the beavers and what's going on in Butler County. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to the Outdoors North Iowa on KLMJ. Have a great weekend.
Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa has been brought to you today and every Friday in part by your hometown Hampton Hardware Store, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, Butler County REC, Franklin REC, Butler County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, and Franklin County Conservation.